7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ding, ding, ding. Is that crazy introduction over? Yes. Yes, it is. Hello. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am that guy you know. So when people ask you, hey, do you know a guy? A guy named Tobe? You can say, yeah, I know that guy. Oh, it's a lovely day in my neighborhood. Slight breeze, sunny, about 20 degrees, possibly 21. Getting a little warm. So I don't know how long I'll be outside today. I think today is going to be one of those half and half days. Half indoors, half outdoors. And so this is the outdoor half. I'm down at the creek. I'm approaching the entrance to the canopy, and wow, it smells yummy. It smells like yummy flowers, and I don't see where the yummy flowers are. That's okay. Let's get out of the sun. Down at the creek, gotta find some cool creek stuff today. I'm hoping to find some golf balls, some kind of exotic golf balls, because yesterday would have been a really good day for golfing. Today would be a very, very good day for golfing, but I don't see or hear anybody on the golf course. That's too bad. I'm sneaking in here. Oh, I gotta tell you what happened yesterday. I'm sneaking in here quietly, looking around. I'm looking for marmots down low. I'm looking for owls up high. I'm not seeing much of anything. All right, I gotta tell you what happened to me yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, right after. Oh, this is great though. This is one of my sort of favorite times of the year because it makes me think I'm in a Hayao Miyazaki film. Because, you know, we're under canopy here, so there's a lot of sun dappling, and there's a lot of cottonwood trees, and the cottonwood trees are cottoning out, and so all the cotton is floating through the air gently, and it flows, you know, it floats in and out of the little sunbeams that are streaming through the leaves, so they get bright and they dim, they get bright and they dim. It's so awesome. Oh man, days like this, I love being me. It's just so great. Let's go down into the creek while I tell you what happened yesterday. So if you were listening to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you are aware that we spent the entire time... Oh, ducks. Okay, I see a mallard pair, a male and a female. They're not in the water. They're walking up the other side of the creek. Do-do-do-do-do. Hi, duckies, I see you. Crazy. Why are you walking up there? Why walk in the water? Let's go down and see what they're doing. Yeah, yesterday, we spent all of Dubious Goals Committee looking for marmots, and we didn't find any. And the funny thing is the show ended before I even made it back to my car. Well, right after I signed off, I heard some rustling in the grass. Oh, and there they go. I spooked them. Our ducky friends are now going upstream. See you later, ducky friends. Maybe we'll find them later. All right, let's go check the water. See if there's any golf balls up here in the water. There's a lot of cotton in the water. All right, a red in the mud across the across the water, white in the water. Kind of want that red, but we're not going to get to it. There might be an orange or something down there. It's going to need a stick. Let's get down into the creek bed with a stick. Where's my golf ball retrieval stick? Oh, this is a good one right here. Got me a stick. We're heading down into the creek. Dun, 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 dun. There's a white one. I think somebody's been down here because some of the white golf balls from 2 days ago were not here. But I'm not concerned with the white golf balls. Okay, we're concerned with this one. It's in the water. Hey, is that one over there too? Ooh, it's in a little deep spot. So we just stick the stick in the water and we hook the golf ball and we, yeah, start pushing it into here. Yay, I got a golf ball. Now, let's pick it up. Let's see what it is. It's a nitro. It's an orange nitro number 3. Not bad, not bad. Yeah, so yesterday, as I was walking back to my car, I heard some rustling in the grass, and I saw some grass movement. And he went shuffle, 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 shuffle. And then I was really quiet, and he got still. And then I said, I know you're down there, Mutty. And then he went shuffle, 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 shuffle. And he started coming back up the bank of the little creek. I could see the grass moving. I couldn't see him until he sort of got to the peak. And he comes popping up out of the grass and he's looking at me. I'm like, I see you, Mati. And then he turned and showed me his butt and he ran into his den. It was great. So I did end up seeing a marmot yesterday. Now, is this another orange golf ball across there that I could potentially get? That is another orange golf ball. I just popped it loose of the mud. On the other side of the creek, it's about a meter and a half away, but I've got a long stick. And now I'm bringing the other orange golf ball toward me. So then, after I watched that marmot for a while, well, I watched him go into his hole, right? Oh, I wish I could get that red one over there. I can't get it. This orange golf ball is a Max Fly number 4. It's kind of dirty. And it's a lot lighter than the Nitro. Different colors. I think this Nitro is glossy. I don't know about the Max Fly. Two orange golf balls. But what I want is that red. And did I just hear a golf ball strike a tree off of tee number 1? I heard something. Blurp. All right, let's keep looking for balls here. I'm gonna throw this stick back up on the bank so it doesn't get washed away in the next rain, because this is a good stick. Well, maybe we should take it with us and check this other deep spot over here just in case. Okay, so after I saw that marmot, I got in my car and I drove to the post office because I had some stuff I had to throw in the mail. And as I was driving back from the post office, I drove to the post office, you know, drove through the thing and dropped my mail in the drive-thru mailbox, and then I was driving home on 108th Street. And as I was driving home, right on the edge of the road, right on the edge where the grass meets the concrete, there's a lump of fur. And I got, you know, kind of depressed and sad. Oh, looks like some little dude of some kind got hit by a car. You know, maybe it's a squirrel or something. And I'm driving towards it, and yeah, you already know what I'm going to say. You already know what happened. Because as soon as I got up to that little brown lump of fur, it looked up at me and shoved some more stuff in its mouth. It was a marmot right on the road. He was only being missed by cars by literally a foot. That's 30 centimeters. That's some dangerous behavior for marmots. All right, hold on a second. What was that sound? Oh, it's birds in the water over there under the tree roots. Hi, birdies. So nice. I'm wondering if this stick will reach that red golf ball. Can I stand over there? Hey, wait a minute. It looks like I can stand. I could take a step over running water here. We got about 90 centimeters of water. That's about a yard. 3 feet for my American friends. And I can stand here. Yes, I can. And now I'm standing in the creek. I got water in front of me, water behind me. But I'm dry. And I can now hook this red golf ball with my stick. Yay! I'm bringing it towards me. There's a couple of white ones in the mud I could dig for. Don't want them. Not interested. Okay. I've now managed to get the golf ball in the water. And I'm now trying to push it back to where I was standing. And now I want to move because I'm standing. I'm sinking into water and I can feel my feet getting slightly wet. Because I have my crappy shoes on and they have lots of holes. Throwing the stick back up onto the bank for future use. Bend down, grab the red golf ball. I do like red golf balls. But I don't need to tell you that. And it's a Wilson number 2. Is it a glossy? Is it the Wilson reds that are glossy? Or is this matte finish? I don't know. But I've jumped up back on the bank here. And I'm going to walk upstream a bit. Just to sort of check some of these other areas where golf balls might have fallen. Let's see. What do we got? It's kind of neat because all the cotton from the cottonwood trees and all the tiny little petals from, I don't know, some little flower that I can't seem to find any of anywhere. It's all in the water. It's confetti. It looks like there's confetti everywhere. Confetti. But hold on a second. I want to rinse this red golf ball off so I can put it in my pocket. Nice and clean. And I know there's people out there saying, "Tope, is that the best way to wash golf balls? Wouldn't you be better off with a high-performance internal spiral brush?" Well, yeah. Maybe. If it was logo-free. Yeah. There's a white golf ball in the water. Don't want it. And you know what? I don't really need this red golf ball and these two orange golf balls. And I know I said I was going to stop picking them up. Here's a white one right on the bank, right where my foot is. What is it? It is a Top Flight number 4. I'm going to put it down there next to that other white golf ball. So somebody will find it and say, "Hey, two golf balls, I'm happy." And I know I said I wasn't going to collect reds and oranges and yellows anymore, but I like reds and oranges. And I keep thinking that I'm going to do something funny with all these colorful golf balls. Like what, Tub? Well, right now I'm walking upstream just to see if we can see those ducks. I don't see any duckzors. Let's keep going. We'll just go on a quick duck check. Kind of in the mushroom zone here, but we haven't had any rain in a few days, so nothing's really going to be happening here. The next rain is going to be good. We're going to get all kinds of good stuff, mushroom wise. Red ball goes in my pocket. Chirp, chirp, tweet. Chirp, 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 tweet. Yeah, so I saw two marmots yesterday. And you guys missed it. I felt bad, but I was also happy that I saw marmots. So I was thinking, oh, I wish my friends could have seen all these marmots with me. But more rain is going to bring us stuff. I'm excited. Okay. There's some deeper water up here. I suspect our duckies are up here. Who do we have up here? Oh, yes. Can I see one from here? Yes, just floated into the sun. We got wood duck. Wait, are those wood ducks? Yeah, we got wood ducks down there. Hi, duckies. I don't want to spook them, because these ducks are really skittish. I'm turning around. I'm going to climb out of here. After I tell you about, what was I just talking about? Not marmots, golf balls. So, Tobe, why are you picking up the red and the orange golf balls? Well, in case I run into anybody who wants to trade golf balls and they don't have any reds. Or somebody's going to need colorful golf balls, right? Somebody's going to get sold some colorful golf balls. And then I thought of the other thing. I might have mentioned this before, but I can't remember if I actually did or not. Miniature golf. How to hack miniature golf. Take your own golf balls. Okay, right? Oh, sure. Go to the miniature golf place and pretend you're not a hacker. And get your putter. If you didn't bring your own. I, of course, have my own. It's a Hello Kitty putter. It's kind of unofficial, though. It was some other kind of putter until I put Hello Kitty stickers on it. And now it's my Hello Kitty putter that I take to miniature golf courses. But yeah. Get a putter. Take a whole bunch of extra balls. And that way, when you get to the 18th hole, you can play it a couple of times. Of course, it's the 18th hole that captures your ball so that you cannot continue playing. Well, with my techniques, you could continue playing, or you could just increase the miniature golf course's number of golf balls, increase their inventory. That will confuse them. Hey, did Dave buy a bunch of new golf balls? Ooh, there's one of those little woodpeckers on the tree right in front of me. 2 meters away. Well, not two, three. There he goes. Okay, see you later, birdie dude. Birdie dude's moving. So I'm going to start climbing. Oh, I can hear golfers on the golf course now. Climbing out of the creek. It's getting kind of hot today. Yada, yada. Glad I got some golf balls. Orange and yellow is better than nothing. Okay, I'm back up at the top. Let's plug in the magic music machine. And we're going to hit play. Random music on the way home.
It was the 3rd of July, and the weather was fine. Ed brought the hot dogs, the croquet set was mine. But the red ball was missing, 3 mallets were bent. Ed suggested lawn darts, so to Kmart we went. We looked by the yard games, we looked by the grills. But we couldn't find lawn darts from high water or hills. So we talked to the sales clerk, but she started to cry. She said they're off the shelves now, and then she told us both why. A kid was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. Her dad didn't see her. She was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. Her dad didn't see her. That's the worst part. She was pegged in the head with a lawn dart. So they're now off the shelves at the Kmart.
Was something we hadn't heard in a while. Lawn Dart by Ed's Redeeming Qualities. Wow. It's been forever since I've heard that. And it's always funny. And that's why we don't have lawn darts anymore. Lawn darts. Yeah, that's what we had before we had real weak PC games like Cornhole. Somehow cornhole is better than lawn darts. And when I was a kid, my family had lawn darts. We had Jarts brand lawn darts. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you never mention brand names on this show because you aren't compensated. Yeah, I know. And Jarts is out of business, so they're not giving me any money no matter what happens. So anyway, here we are. I'm drinking some iced tea. And it's good. And it's limey. It's got limes in it. Because that's the other thing I did yesterday. I went to the taqueria for lunch. And I had two carne asada tacos, and they were freaking perfect. And while I was there, I also grabbed 4 ounces of Pico de Gallo, and 2 ounces of chile verde, or salsa verde, and I got some of this other weird salsa, I don't even know what it is. Yeah, it's so good. And I brought all that home so I could have some yummy nachos today, some cheeseless nachos. So, because I got the corn chips, and I got limes, and I've got the pico. Oh, it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome lunch day here in a few minutes. Because I like lunch. It's my favorite meal of the day. It's my only meal of the day. Well, except unless you count pepperoni and waffles for breakfast. That's not really much of a meal. But anyway. Something else strange happened to me last night. I came up with another absolutely genius idea. And I'll probably make a bojillion dollars because this is one of those bojillion dollar ideas. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe my market is limited. Yeah, my market is limited. My key demographic here is... Well, let me just explain to you what I was thinking. Last night I was watching some videos. I was watching some sports videos, and it was all sports, and there was a lot of sports in the sports for all of the sports ball. And one of these highlights was a baseball highlight, and I noticed during this particular highlight of the baseball that the catcher was wearing nail polish. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the concept of the game of baseball, a guy throws a ball. Another guy tries to hit the ball with a wooden stick. And then action, you know, goes. If the guy does not hit the ball with the stick, the ball is caught by another player on the same team of the guy who's throwing the ball. This guy is called the catcher. It's his job to catch the ball. Isn't it everybody's job to catch the ball on a baseball team? Yeah, technical. So anyway, there's these guys called baseball catchers. And I noticed that this baseball catcher was wearing nail polish. Yellow nail polish. And I thought, dude, what are you doing? Because this nail polish was of quite the garish hue. And it did not match his hat or his shoes. Now, they don't have handbags, but they have gloves, and they have protective equipment, and they have uniforms, and he was on a red and gray team, so he should have been wearing red or gray nail polish. But no, he's wearing this grotesque chartreuse shade of nail polish. And that's when I realized, oh wait, he's not trying to match his outfit. No. He's not trying to be stylish or fashionable, no. This is practical nail polish. If you know anything about baseball, you probably understand what's going on already. If you know nothing about baseball, what you need to know is that the catcher is the guy who tells the pitcher, the bowler, the guy who throws the ball, what type of pitch to throw. The catcher signals to the pitcher what style of throw to use. You know, throw a strike, throw a ball. This is all technical baseball stuff that nobody cares about. But the catcher signals the pitcher by holding his fingers down. The catcher squats behind the batter. And he just squats there. And he usually, to signal the pitcher, these guys, they just kind of stick some fingers out pointing towards the ground between their legs. The pitcher can see this. Well, sort of, because they play at night. They play under the lights. The lighting conditions aren't so great, right? So these pitchers, or these catchers, they're putting on high visibility nail polish, yeah, to help the pitchers be able to read the signals. And suddenly everything makes some kind of sense. All right, so I see a niche market here for phosphorescent nail polish, for nail polish that actually gives off light, glow-in-the-dark nail polish, you know, high reflectivity nail polish. And I can sell this to catchers, baseball catchers, at an extremely inflated price because it's a specialty product now. You know, just mix the nail polish with some radium in it so it gives off light constantly. You can sell this for $300 a bottle. And you gotta sell it for that much because there's a very limited number of baseball catchers in the world. There's only so many professional teams, but there's a lot of farm teams and stuff. And then you got college teams, so is there a market for super high visibility nail polish for catchers? I don't know, that's a dubious goal to pursue because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day with goats. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, my name is Tobe, and it's time for me to eat some nachos.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.